Well, Michael, in the overall scheme of things, I know it may not be enough, but hopefully it will. But that's a good win against Notts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great win, I thought. I think the, hats off to the bowlers yesterday. I think it was a monumental effort, really, to get us back in the game, bowl Notts out for such a small total. And then obviously, myself and Jim got in there, got stuck in last night, which, sort of ate quite a bit into that total this morning coming back. But we knew we still had to work hard coming back this morning because, obviously they've still got a class attack and the wickets, was just starting to deteriorate a little bit towards the end. So, we still had to work hard and I thought we played beautifully this morning. Got through the tough bit and then it was obviously easier to score at the back end.
You've been consistent with the bat, over 1,000 championship runs, but no 100. 84 knots out. You were so close, time ran out.
Yeah, it's been one of those years, I think, where I've been scratching my head quite a lot. It's probably the, I was saying to the guys, it's arguably the best I've hit the ball all year without it feels much reward. I mean, obviously 1,000 runs is, I suppose, a nice achievement, but I've always prided myself on obviously trying to get those big scores, but sometimes the standard bowling has been at times too much to deal with, and you lose your wicket, and we had some tough decks at home to bat on early season, so I don't get too caught up with it, but as long as I'm making contributions like today where we're winning matches, then that's more important.
You've been around for a little while now. You played Division 1, you've had a few years in Division 2, now you're back in Division 1. Have you noticed it, the bowling attacks this season?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I've got to say, there's times where, I felt very much in control of my innings and, someone can easily still run up and bowl your ball at 60 and that rips your outside edge off. So the general standard of cricket has been outstanding, I think, in Division 1. And I think as a group, we've certainly noticed that, where we need to be in order to, to compete. But I think certainly it's just started to click that last 2 months of the season where, guys started to find some form, both with the bat and ball. We got our plans together. I think the application, certainly from the top end of the batting, has been a lot more consistent. And we've stayed in games a lot longer, I think. And obviously the addition of, Fidel and Ryan has been a tremendous attribute.
You mentioned Fidel. Of course, it was announced today that he signed for another year. You must be very pleased because he does make a difference, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's been very good for us. As I always thought he would be. He's bowled a lot of pace, and pace is always a key weapon because whenever there's a little bit of reverse or a little bit of variable in the wicket, he's going to find it. And he's at a stage of his career now where he knows how he gets his wickets, which is exciting for the group. He can bring a lot of experience to our younger fellas like Ryan Stevenson, who's kind of thoughts come through pretty nicely as well, and we've still got some other young fellas there on the staff as well that maybe didn't quite get a chance this year, but having someone like Fidel around to pick his brain would be excellent for them.
I know you're still not definitely in Division 1, you're waiting to see what Sussex do, but what would it mean for the team and for the club and for maybe people like yourself and Jimmy Adams and one or two others to stay in Division 1?
Yeah, well, it's, for me now, I think, with international cricket certainly disappearing behind the horizons, as I so to speak, it's the highest level of cricket now I can play in the county cricket. So, and I've always liked the test of Division 1. I think, Division 1 runs for me is always where I've marked myself as a player and where I see I'm improving as a player. I'm always looking to improve, and I'm sure I speak the same for Jimmy as well. It's been testing at times for two of us. It's nice to see Jim as well come back to some form. He's had a really tough year, and he's battled away all year, I think if, as a group, I wouldn't get too emotional about if we do stay up. I wouldn't get too emotional about it because, it hasn't been a great year for us. But enjoy this win and then obviously look to improve. I think that's the key now is really about looking to improve so that we're hitting the season running next year rather than playing catch-ups.